This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Part one of my audio eulogy for Rick Derringer, who was just 17 years old when he had a hit with That Baby on the AM dial, Shine.
That's Thanks. Awesome. I think I have part two coming up here shortly.
Really?
I think I've, as the kids say, sussed it out.
I don't know if you... Are you authorized to perform an audio eulogy? It's a very sacred honor.
If I've gotten the song right, Greg, I think everyone should have this honor.
Okay.
Is he from Ohio?
Yes.
Oh, because that's Ohio State's band. They play that every day.
They play that song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the McCoys was the band that he was in, and then he went on to have a huge, huge solo hit and play guitar on a bunch of songs, like play guitar on Edgar Winter Group, Frankenstein, and like a whole Free Ride. Mm. Like the guy was an excellent guitarist, and sadly passed away yesterday. So. But you're going to attempt an audio eulogy momentarily.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, excellent. We are going to get to, they said it at 7:20 this morning, just about an hour away, and we'll go over what Jonathan Papelbon said about Roman Anthony and the decision to bring him up. And it feels like after last night's debacle, that we are at least one game closer to Roman Anthony making the trip from Worcester to Boston, whether he has the keys for his car or not.
Unless, especially when you see Meyer and how he's, you know, he hit the ball well yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, the argument about Roman Anthony is where do you put him? And honestly, I don't care.
Like, put him in the outfield.
What? Put him in the infield. Like,
it's very simple. Sit Trevor Story's ass, puts it on Rafaela in the infield, move Marcelo Meyer back to his natural position of shortstop, and Roman Anthony just takes the center field spot away from Rafaela. It's that simple.
And then he just mashes all day long.
Damn right.
At night sometimes also.
Right.
Do it. You've been talking about having the best prospects in Major League Baseball for the last 5 years.
I'm with it.
So use them.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Like, what are you waiting for? And maybe it gives you a spark. Like, you're desperate for some kind of spark. So
right. I'm with it all day long. Like, I'm with that one on Shine. Rafaela the third, Meyer the short, and you got three good outfielders, and figure out where you want to put Anthony, whether you want to put him in left, put Duran in center. So, I mean, I'm with it all day long.
All right, well, they said it coming up at 7:20 on this morning show. This is Sal from Northbridge. Sal, turn your radio down if you can. What's up?
Good morning. This is Sal from Northbridge, a longtime listener.
Thank you.
And you guys got a great, great show. And Courtney, you're the best.
Oh, thank you, Sal.
Okay.
Even though you're from BC, I'm a Providence College Friar, so
we'll forget about that. I love Providence folk.
Me too. Listen, just very quickly, being a longtime Red Sox fan, over 60 years, very disappointed. And for me, I'm disappointed in not only Alex Cora, but in the front office. And when I look at some of that personnel, your answer to first base is Nick Solgaard and Abraham Toro. And, they don't bring a lot of fright to my face when they step to the plate. And, you know, you get guys like Hamilton that are single hitters. I mean, I just think it's a personnel issue. And I think it's on the front office, you know, more than anything else. Corey doesn't have the enthusiasm or the excitement anymore that he used to, in my opinion.
Alex Cora doesn't?
Right.
Well, I mean, listen, Wiggy, it was his lead yesterday. He's doubling down on it this morning. I don't want to speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you think that maybe the biggest mistake that the Red Sox made within the last year is extending Alex Cora.
Yeah, because if you're telling me there's a culture problem or there's some type of problem in the clubhouse, and isn't it really the manager? We criticize Mayo all season long about him as a coach and just the culture in that locker room, right? We praise guys like Mazzulla who can get guys to buy into the culture. Now, granted, they lost. The X's and O's is completely different. But when you talk about a manager like Cora, and if you're telling me there's something going on with the clubhouse, the vibe, whatever it is, whatever the word you want to use for it, doesn't that start with the manager? It doesn't start with front office. They got you the pieces. They brought in Bregman to kind of help you. And
yeah, but it sounds like some people, I don't want to speak for Curtis either, but it sounds like the Bregman decision effed everything up in some weird way.
I don't think it was the decision. I think it was the fallout. And
like not dealing with it with Rafael Devers during the time that you were talking about signing him or courting him or whatever.
Right. Like and you have, you know, Tristan Casas saying it's Devers' position. You have players weighing in on things. It was chaotic. And I agree 100% with Cora that the team needed Bregman.
The roster is beautiful.
Yeah, God,
yeah, but Devers is kind of the sole guy who's performing well. So
Casas has been hurt for a minute. It's like two guys.
You could say Bregman and Devers are the two best players offensively on the Red Sox this year.
Yeah. Oh yeah, hands down. But I mean, I think it's like two guys when you think about like the Casas thing. All right, I agree.
Everybody was asked about it every day.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Casas thing was like that's got to be on Cora to make sure he does a better job. But you know, it's. It seems like it's all these guys or, you know, like...
Where they are right now, they are 27-30. If they... We all thought this team... Well, I'll speak for myself. I thought they were going to win 90 games at a bare minimum. To get to 90 wins, they have to go 63-42 the rest of the way.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
So, like, I know it feels early because it's not even June yet. And, you know, we're not even, you know, to 4th of July or, you know, Coastal Grandma period. But right now, it is... I don't know what they're going to do to change the fortunes of the team. And the fact that they have been so reluctant to bring up the number one, we're not talking about some schmuck that we all overrate because he's a prospect in the Red Sox farm system. We're talking about the best prospect in Major League Baseball. And he's sitting in Worcester. And he would really like to be here.
Homered again last night too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He's mashing. He's the best prospect. When was the last time the Red Sox had the best prospect in baseball?
And see, that one I would put on Breslow if that's his decision not to bring him up. But then I feel like we gave Cora a lot of credit and juice to say, okay, he's kind of got control of this team because of Bregman. So there, I can't see Cora going, all right, I want to bring Anthony up, and Breslow going, no.
Yeah. Well, we will get to talk to Craig Breslow about all of this tomorrow on this show at 9, Front Office Report. Shime, let's get to some leads.
This is the Craig Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Shime almost ripped my shirt during that one.
Hard not to.
That is part two of today's audio eulogy for Rick Derringer, and that may have been his best work ever.
That song right absolutely rips. That song gets me going every single time.
The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Well, it's interesting. So we've been paying an audio eulogy to Rick Derringer all morning. So I actually have a music lead for you today.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen this going around, but the All-American Rejects have been doing pop-up concerts everywhere.
In backyards.
Backyards, bowling alleys, barbecues, at colleges. It is awesome. I love it. Mitch has like some footage for you up on Twitch. You can kind of see exactly what you're dealing with. They just randomly announce it. People show up. They don't charge a penny. You just come and just rock out, do some crowd surfing, maybe mosh a little bit. Who knows? Have some fun. And I think this is awesome. And Tyson Ritter, who's the lead singer of All American Rejects, has now been on, like, Pardon My Take and CNN and all these different things. And it's just basically, like, their way of saying
cool.
that concerts have kind of gotten out of control, expensive. Mm-hmm. And so for the people that just want to see their favorite band, like, we just want to put on a free show for people to enjoy and have fun and be able to enjoy music the same way as anybody else on the planet. And I think it's the coolest thing ever. This is a band that doesn't have to do this. They've had like three smash hits. And I think that this is, I think it's just awesome. I think more artists should do stuff like this, but yeah. I know it's difficult. Like, the logistics of it and stuff mm-hmm. are tough, but I just think it's awesome. I think it's such a cool thing to do.
There's nothing better than the intimate performance.
Like 100%.
When you're, and you're able to be right there, and there's a couple hundred people or what. Like, that backyard that we are watching now on Twitch and on YouTube is probably a couple hundred people in somebody's backyard enjoying the show, and it's awesome.
Tyson Ritter talked about when they did the show at the bowling alley, they did the pop-up, and then they were like, and then they got shut down by the police. And they're like, all right, everybody has to leave. And then like 2 hours later, they're like, all right, we're doing another show at the exact same bowling alley. New people show up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's such a cool thing. You mentioned the intimate setting. Credit to you. Seeing Zach Brown at MGM Fenway is like an all-time thing because you're never going to see him in front of that small of a crowd again. And it was fantastic. And so I think you're absolutely right.
You know who I saw Sunday night is Wildorado. Do you know that band? They played at Boston Calling. And then they played a show. It was the third birthday party for Nantucket Crisps, the potato chip, Curtis. And I've gone through so many of them bag-wise that I was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Invited to go to that show. They are really, really good. And there was only like... there's 200 people there.
That's
like,
awesome.
That's cool.
When you were moving apartment to apartment in Echelon,
yes.
Did DMs find your snack stash?
No, but we have begun the process when it comes to throwing things out, and I'm having a real tough time with it.
Yeah.
I have hoodies that date back to the Eisenhower administration, and I love them.
You got to do the Marie Kondo process where you take each piece of clothing and hold it, and you say, does this bring you joy? Have you worn it in the last year? If not, you thank it for its service, and then you give it, you donate it.
And that's the Marie
Kondo.
But they all have meaning to me.
Well, but like, some of them could have had meaning, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, even a year ago. And now this year, you got to move on.
It just hurts.
Get you a big bin and put them in,
No, I have bins full of, I must have 1,000 hoodies.
Oh, okay.
All didn't pay for a single one, by the way. They're all gifted to me.
Those are the best ones.
We should get the All-American Rejects to play a road show.
Yes.
What about this, Greg? The Greg Hill Show goes to your backyard as one of the road shows.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. Wow. Like, if we got All-American Rejects,
we should reach out to them and see if they would do that.
Great guerrilla marketing by them.
Yes.
That's a hell
lot of people are doing that now, like whether it's Lorde, Dermot Kennedy, and Sheeran, but they're all doing it to like film a music video. Or Dermot Kennedy is still so niche that...
or the opening of a restaurant.
Yeah, like the All-American Rejects, Shime's right, they don't need to do this. It's so cool that they are.
My wife and I had this idea like 6 years ago. We called it Crash the Cookout. Well, you just pulled up to a cookout and just crashed it.
Really?
I mean, we're not performers, but... it's like, what's up, cousin?
Basically, you just showed up to eat somebody else's
food. Just crashed the cookout, man.
Yes.
You know, I got the option.
Careful America's who you have crashing the cookout.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. Just crash your cookout. Yeah.
Just pull up and be like, yo, we cousins.
Where are the sliders at?
Yeah. We got the aux right here. Where do I plug in?
But I think we should bring a band. Like,
that'd be cool.
And it would be great if it was these guys because you're talking about it in your lead. But if we're gonna do that, we should throw a real rager.
Yeah.
Like for the people. Like bring a keg.
Do you American?
I don't know the All American Rejects. No.
I can make some jungle juice in one of like the empty kegs.
Just make sure it's not right before a pandemic and we have to drop kick Murphys out of here.
Will you be eating before the barbecue?
No, Greg. I'll sample okay. some of the potato right. salad at the barbecue, but just a little bit. Okay. Maybe
the,
a spoonful.
What was the fallout with the bro yesterday?
Still ghosting me.
Really?
Yep.
What?
Uh-oh. Totally ghosting me.
He's completely chosen Courtney over you.
Yeah.
Your brother.
Wow. I mean, to be fair, I get it, but like that hurts.
Yeah, right. I mean, he and I are still chatting.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, great lead, Chime. We will be back with more leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.